This is JIS News. Coming up, government working to boost Jamaica's business-friendly image, development projects reaping social benefits in St. James, and several tourist properties being upgraded. The details after this message.
Pack up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. The government is committed to reversing negative views of Jamaica as a business-friendly destination by making a real and lasting impact on the national business environment. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says work to achieve the improvements is being done through the National Competitiveness Council, chaired by Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton, with active participation from the private sector.
Minister Hilton and his team are charged with plotting an upward path to advance Jamaica's position in the rankings by taking the required actions in partnership with the wider public and the private sector, and to address the complex issues affecting national productivity and global competitiveness.
The Prime Minister has also called for a new culture of customer service at all levels in the public and private sectors, premised on quality, speedy response, and innovative practices. This, she says, will empower workers to exercise greater discretion and appropriate attitudes in consistently delivering excellence. Several infrastructure and development projects now underway in Granville, St. James have breathed new life into the community and provided more economic opportunities for residents. Among the projects being pursued is the construction and rehabilitation of roadways, bridges, sidewalks, and drainage systems, as well as a training program for new business owners. Through the training program, some 105 budding entrepreneurs from the community are being schooled in business management and ethics. Spearheaded by State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folkes-Abrams, the program is aimed at restoring the economic viability of the St. James community.
We need an increase in terms of entrepreneurial skills. And my aim is to provide an entrepreneurial program that will enhance the abilities and the capabilities of persons living in the communities. We're working with JBDC to achieve this purpose.
The first training session for 35 persons was held on April 18 and 19, with another 70 to be trained over the coming weeks. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says based on continuous changes in the environment, Jamaica could possibly experience an above-normal earthquake. He's therefore urging citizens to make the necessary preparations in the event of an earthquake.
2 weeks ago, I had a seismic expert visiting that from their readings, we're in line for a 7.5 earthquake, and we must make the necessary preparations. That is something that I'll have to be talking about and seeing to the disaster preparedness. But I'm not saying this to excite anyone, but just, you know, an ounce of preparation is better than a pound of cure.
Mr. Pickersgill was addressing over 300 students at a function hosted by the Hope Zoo Preservation Foundation to commemorate Earth Day on Tuesday. He says his ministry will be holding discussions with ODPEM to ramp up preparedness measures. And several tourism properties across the island are being upgraded in an effort to enhance the island's tourism product. Properties undergoing improvement include the Seashore Beach Bay Resort, formerly Point Siena in Negril, Westmoreland. The property is being developed at a cost of some $1 billion. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says this development represents only a fraction of the work being carried out in the tourism sector. He adds that the upgrading of existing hotels and construction of new rooms is critical if the country is to remain competitive.
We must recognize that the industry has to respond to continuing competitive pressures from other destinations. If the sector is to continue to grow, we must constantly raise competitiveness, which means we must both secure investment in new rooms and in the upgrading of our existing stock.
Dr. Phillips says Jamaica's tourist industry is experiencing a transition, with new investors contributing to a revitalization of existing resorts and adding to economic activity. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.